I'm interviewing the most beautifulest girl in the sanctuary. What is your name?
Kiskeya Whitbeck.
So tell us, how have you been involved in Youth FX in the sanctuary? What brings you here?
Well, this is my second year at the sanctuary. I've been doing Youth FX for going on 3 years. And last year, I just came with my group, and I got to meet a lot of cool people, and I wanted to come back. It's just a good experience to be around all these people who have similar interests and are dedicating to helping solve the world's problems, but in a realistic way and using media to help achieve that goal.
Tell us about Youth FX. Like, how do you contribute to that group?
I do a little bit of everything. I don't have, like, one master skill in the group necessarily. I'm just kind of learning. My area originally was like more photography, so then I got into film. I thought I wanted to do more behind the camera things, but my first year there, I ended up being in front of the camera and actually acting, which was a big step for me because I'd had stage fright for a long time. So groups definitely helped me come out of my shell, probably speak more openly, publicly.
So today we did some stuff. How'd you contribute in the stuff doing?
In the stuff doing. I'd say I just took in a lot of the ideas that were being tossed around. It's interesting to see what perspectives people have from what they pull from their life or just what they've seen or other media sources, things they just want to discuss with other people their age or just cool adults who are around to help us. Maybe I contributed in just trying to put the ideas together in like a logical way and trying to make it one thing, but then a lot of times media isn't one thing. It's something different for everyone, so accepting that as well.
And you carried loaf of bread. Can we talk about your loaf of bread carrying?
I carried a loaf of bread in representation of bartering for a scarf. We're representing age-old uses of money and how money has been how money has evolved and how it's not a concrete thing. It can change. It has different meanings in different cultures. It has a different worth in a different country. It's, and what is it really, and what are we basing our livelihoods on?
What do you want to come out of this whole New York shout out Be the Media project?
What do I want to be outcome of this? I just think that creating a forum where people of middle school, high school, or even, you know, younger or older people can come together and just talk about issues, things that they're worried about, or try to understand something maybe they didn't know about before, or go into a new topic. It's such a powerful thing because there's, you know, in some areas there's more locations where people are able to do that, in other locations there's fewer. And the more we can enable the people who are of a young age, we can show them that they are leaders, they have the power, they have the voice, and that one day the world that they're taking over will be in their hands. It helps them put the control of this planet, essentially, in their hands and showing them that, yes, there are people staying behind them, willing to help them. They're not alone. And, you know, anything is possible.
Dude! Wow!